Tēnā koutou rangatira mā, wahine mā, tāne mā, takatā pui mā, tipua mā. Haere mai rā, haere mai rā, whakatau mai rā. Tēnā koe te māngai. E tiki ana kia tuku mihi ki ngā atua, ngā kaitiaki, me ngā tipua e karapoti mai nei I a tātou I tēnei wā, tēnā koutou. Ki te hunga mate, koutou kua riro atu, koutou kua takahia nei I ngā tapu wai o ngā mātua tipuna, e moe. Te ati awa, Ngāti Mutunga, o tira Taranaki whānui, tēnei te mihi kia koutou katoa, I raunga I tēnei, I tēnei rohe a tāhua. Nā koutou I rangatira ai tēnei kaupapa. Huri atu rā kia koutou katoa, ngā hōmahi, me ngā manuhiri tuārangi, tēnā koutou. He mokopuna au, he mokopuna tēnei, no te uranga mai o te rā, no te tai rāwhiti, no ku te honore nui, kua whai wāhi mai au, ki te whakakanohi I ngā hapori huhua, ki te tūranga I te whani, I te whare nei. To everyone here in your purple fabulousness. Yeah. As we acknowledge the haukainga of this rohe and the beauty of their home, I acknowledge the pain and anger facing them. Shelley Bay and Mo Whenua may have replaced Ihu Mā Tau and Soul in the headlines, but the fact is that whānau hapū and iwi all over the country are fighting in some form to protect their whenua, their awa and their moana. 52 successive governments and their agencies have failed to honour Te Tiriti o Waitangi, despite it being the contract that confers their right to govern. In this 53rd Parliament, with the mandate given by Māori to Labour again, the return of the Māori Party and some kick-ass activists joining the Green Caucus, shout out to Te Anu Tuiono and Ricardo Menendez March. I hope that we will collectively create actual systemic change. The constitutional transformation outlined in Matiki Mai Aotearoa, for example. Mr. Speaker, I commit to working with Māori MPs across the House so we can collectively work for what Māori have identified they need and not what our government might think they should have or should settle for. I acknowledge the workers in this whare, Mr. Speaker, my colleagues and the staff we rely on to do our job. Shout out to my cousins Al and RJ Smiler who have worked here for years. To the Speaker, the Office of the Clerk and staff across parliamentary services, you took a bunch of exhausted candidates and inducted us to the bright-eyed MPs you see before you today. To the class of 2020, I look forward to working with all of you. As we learn how things have always been, let us aspire to how things could be. Te whānau kākariki. Shout out to our co-leaders, the Honourable Marama Davidson, the Honourable James Shaw, our party co-conveners, staff and the volunteer leadership across our provinces, branches, networks and campaign teams. To our membership who put me high on the list, I will prove every day that your faith in me is justified. Thank you to all of those who voted to ensure we were the green foam on that red wave. Especially those who voted green just to get me in. I am particularly grateful that I was able to tell my father-in-law, Tui Savelalo Aiono, that his vote got me elected before he passed away in December last year. He was a solid Labour voter for 70 years, and for the first time, he split his vote. When the Electoral Commission came to his home, he told them he wanted to vote for the Kere Kere Green Party. No rush, we can talk about the name change later. So, let's talk whakapapa. My father was Karodia Te Rau Kere Kere, but everyone called him Bison. He was born to my beloved Nana, Elizabeth Betty Kere Kere, and the man she was not allowed to marry, but got pregnant to, Maikoro, Pani Baniruru. As the eldest grandchild, Dad was raised from birth by his grandparents, Kahungunu and Barbara Kerekere in Gisborne, where I was born and where I live. We whakapapa te whānau ākai, Ngāti Onione, Te Aitanga Māhaki, Rongo Whakaata, me ngai tā Manuhiri. Through you, Mr. Speaker, shout out to my whanaunga in this whare, the Honourable Mecca Whaitiri, Shannon Halbert and Arena Williams, and to those who came from Gisborne and around the country to be here today. Dad passed away 15 years ago after dedicating the last years of his life carving our meeting house, Te Poho Hiraina e Pākohei Marae. He was a hard man and a hard worker. He taught me that only those who do the work should have the say. It led to my own mantra that we must get to where the decisions are made, but when we get there, make sure we are qualified to sit at that table. So Dad, for 40 years, I have done the work, and I'm uniquely qualified to be here. My father is as responsible for me standing here today as he is for the years of counselling I had to have. True story. Shout out to Ali Anderson and the Lower Hutt Women's Centre for that. When I was 12 years old, my father would introduce me to his friends as the first Māori Prime Minister. So, in the back of my mind, I always thought that I would be here. I first spoke in Parliament as an 18-year-old, as one of the rangatahi representatives to the Hui Taumata, the Māori Development Conference of 84. Although I've been asked to consider running over the years since, it was only 5 years ago, and after I received my moko kowai, that I finally felt I could accept the title of politician and all the colonial baggage that comes with it. Shout out to Maddie Drew, who told me I should run in 2017, and to current and former Green MPs, Jan Logie, Matidia Tude, Marama Davidson, Denise Roche, Mojo Mathers and Catherine Delahunty, who modelled how to maintain their activist credentials in this place. When I did my swearing in, I held a copy of the Tai Rāwhiti page from the Te Tiriti o Waitangi, known as page 7. It was a way of acknowledging that my ancestors signed the treaty in good faith. It helped to resolve the dissonance I felt and a little bit of hypocrisy at having to swear allegiance to the Queen. That whole thing, how the British Empire was built on the oppression of Indigenous and Black people, just makes it really awkward. Shout out to all of the people seeking freedom from white supremacy, from the Black Lives Matter movement to Indigenous peoples across the world. We stand in solidarity with you. Mr. Speaker, I recall that you used that same page when you did your swearing in. One day, maybe today, if I need more time to advocate for iwi of Ikaro Rāwhiti, I may remind you of that. My mother is Erin Kerekere, who joins me here today with her best friend and my godmother, Susan, and my Ryan whānau. Mum was raised in Dunedin by her parents, our Nana and Granddad, Lorna and Tom Ryan, who lived into their 90s. We hail from County Clare and County Tipperary in Ireland. It wasn't until I visited Ireland several times over the last few years, including with Mum, that I began developing an Irish identity. I welcome the wisdom of my Irish ancestors. Now it is easier for them to guide me. Once, I painted an artwork for my mother with the whakatauki, No I whatu te kākahu, he tāni ko tāku. It means that she and my father made the cloak, the foundation of who I am, and I added the border, the adornment, which is everything I've done with the life they gave me. From my father, I gained strength and the confidence to meet high expectations, to lead, to stand. From my mother, I learned organisation, resilience and survival, to plan, to withstand. From my father, I learned to say what had to be said and never apologise for it, especially when people did not want to hear it. From my mother, I learned that people have feelings. And and there are different ways to say the same thing. From them both, and a special connection I have with the goddess Mahuika, I have a drive, a fire that keeps me going through tiredness, pain and disability. And if we're talking adornment, I'd like to think I bring a certain rainbow flair to the world. Yeah. Hashtag paint Parliament purple. Shout out to Anahira Alexen Kirklis, who made this tarapauahi especially for me to wear today. I acknowledge all the artists, weavers and performers who express in myriad art forms and with their bodies what is so often so hard to capture in words, and to our poets and writers whose words bring us clarity, solace, inspiration and vision. If my parents created the foundation of that kākahu, it was my siblings, Desmond, Lorna and Lynn, who helped me stop it unravelling as we dealt with the roller coaster that was our childhood and, to be fair, most of my life. It was my best friends, so many of whom are here today and in spirit, who told me I looked fabulous in that kākahu, but who held me up when it grew heavy. And it was my mentors who made sure I wore that kākahu with purpose and clarity. I honour those who have passed, Iti Lau Fiso, Marjorie Rau Cooper, Maina McKenzie, Eraha Petirehu Murchie and Jennifer Edwards. Of the many still with us, I acknowledge Brenda Tahi and Christina Hurihia Wirihana. They smoothed some of my rough edges and they sharpened some others. I aspire to the powerful and graceful leadership, the mana wahine they exemplify and I strive for. It brings to mind the Māori women who signed away their birthright of moko kauwai to join the franchise for women to vote in this country. Every Māori woman in this house shows their sacrifice was not in vain. E rikirikia ana I te whakaro, ka whaimana anoa o ku tūpuna I te kitinga atu o te moko kauwai te mataura ki te whare paremata. Me te huhua anō hoki, pēnei o te minita Nanaia Mahuta, me ngā rangatira o te pāti Māori, Debi Ngāriwa Paka, Rāua Kō Rāwiri Waititi. My own moko kauwai represents Waiwai Pākura, the footsteps of the pūkiko. This is not only an ancient term used in carving and weaving, but also about holding space, as I do in my work and as my artwork Mana Takatāpui has done, hanging in the Rainbow Room here for many years. In 1992, one of the best things happened to me. I met my life partner, Alofa Aono. Shout out to Val Little and Sue Rostrom, who I will forever thank for helping make that happen. I joined the Lauofo and Aono families from Samoa. I acknowledge Alofa's mother, the late Lina Malatina Lauofo from Luatuanu'u, three of her beautiful sisters represent her here today, Auntie Otalia, Auntie Carol and Auntie Sita. I acknowledge Alofa's father, the late Tuisabelalo Aono from Fasitouta, the last of his line. Tui and Lina were among the first families in Porirua and founding members of the PIC Church. Their baby daughter bringing me home was a little bit unexpected. Over many years, I went from being Alofa's friend to her girlfriend to her partner to being their daughter-in-law to their daughter. In honour of Tui and Lina Aono, Mr. Speaker, I commit to supporting the Pacifica MPs in this House and working for Pacifica peoples here and in the islands. Alofa and I had to wait 14 years to have a civil union. Shout out to former Labour MP Tim Barnett for that mahi in this House. And through you, Mr. Speaker, shout out to Labour, our MP, Louisa Wall, for subsequently guiding marriage equality into law. Of course, the trappings of monogamous legality are not the be-all or end-all of rainbow relationships. But it is an option we should have. Alofa, with you, all things are possible. At our ceremony, we unveiled our tattooed rings and vowed that our commitment to each other was written in blood, rising above challenge in this life and into the next. And so it is. My third whānau is Te Whanawhana, a national trust I founded 20 years ago this year to advocate for takatāpui, to tell our stories, build our communities and leave a legacy. We believe that to uplift takatāpui, those Māori with diverse genders, sexualities and sex characteristics, we must uplift our whānau and our rainbow communities. Shout out to Te Whanawhana, who have my back today and every day, especially my co-leader Kevin Honui, our board and our kāhui whakawahine. Te Whanawhana is the tūranga waiwai for all my work for our takatāpui Māori and rainbow people. Change happens at many levels, but some change for takatāpui, Māori and rainbow people can only happen here. Banning conversion therapy sooner rather than later. The long-awaited third reading of the Births, Deaths, Marriages and Relationships Registration Bill, for example. This election, we broke the world record for queer representation. With four of our 10 MPs being rainbow, the Greens are certainly the proudest party and the proudest parliament. However, we are all cisgender, meaning we all identify with the gender we were assigned at birth. It has been a very long time since 1999, when the legendary Georgina Byers was the first transgender MP in the world. Mihi tiu e kui, particularly for your work in representing trans women, whakawahine and sex workers in this house. Historically, te ao Māori accepted those with diverse genders and sexualities as a normal part of society, so long as you had your children and did your job. And they acknowledged that those with diverse sex characteristics, who we call intersex now, were sent to teach us. I coined the term mana tipua to recognise this whakapapa. Colonisation, however, resulted in the suppression, the criminalisation and the pathologising of those people, and resulted in takatāpui and rainbow people often not being accepted today. That is why takatāpui rights is a treaty issue and a Māori priority for the Greens. The Human Rights Act 1993 currently does not specifically acknowledge the intersectional discrimination and violence experienced by trans, intersex and non-binary people. My first Members' Bill, therefore, adds two new grounds to the list of prohibited grounds in the Human Rights Prohibition of Discrimination on Grounds of Gender Identity and Expression and Variations of Sex Characteristics Amendment Bill. I hope this will make it easier for takatāpu and our rainbow whānau to take cases to the Human Rights Commission, and that the mana of explicit human rights protections will help redress the historical trauma that has occurred. This amendment bill will go into the biscuit tin next week, but I invite the government to just introduce it, you know, at your leisure. In association with the other legislation I might have mentioned. So I used to worry that I would be forgotten. It was irrational when a simple online search will lead you to much of my life's work. But whakapapa is everything. Because of the gendered violence and abuse that far too many of us suffer as children and young people in this country, I could not have children of my own. So I collect them. To well over 100 nieces, nephews and greats, especially those who have lived with us, I hope you all feel how much the aunties love you. To all the young people I have been privileged to work with and mentor in Māori, takatāpu and rainbow communities, you are never just the leaders of tomorrow, you are the leaders we need right now. Many of you I call my kids, and you know who you are, because I expect more of you than anyone else. I need your counsel now more than ever. So to all of the rangatahi here and watching, you are my heart, you are my legacy. Finally, as I like to say, why do we get up in the morning if not to change the world? I have done that in every other part of my life, and I intend to do it here. Tēnā koutou, kia ora huhu mai tātou katoa.
Writer.